From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The cruise line industry tells the Caribbean, don't despair. Britain's Caribbean territories make a case for aid to cope with the fallout from the terror attacks on the U.S. And Caribbean Americans emerge as power brokers in Democratic City Council primaries in New York. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Cruise line stocks bounced back today as the industry played up the prospects for Caribbean cruises. Royal Caribbean was up 9% and Carnival 10% after the two big operators were savaged in last week's broad sell-off, during which they lost more than half their value. This reflected the heavy cancellations which followed the terror attacks on the U.S. on September the 11th. One small operator, Renaissance, a discount company whose cruises are based in the Mediterranean, filed for bankruptcy today. Analysts like USB Warburg's Robin Farley expect some benefits for Caribbean destinations which are closer to America. It is a view shared by President of the International Council of Cruise Lines, Michael Cry.
Expecting the Caribbean, I think that'll probably be one of the best vacations available as the ships are repositioned from Alaska and the Europe over the coming months. All the Caribbean island nations are friends of the United States, with one notable exception, but and are close allies of the United States. So we've anticipated